we are very happy that to celebrate Habitat for the first time in the Global South. And I think that this is very important because the Global South is the one that is urbanizing most now, is where most of the big problems are, and it's where a lot of the support is required.
It's a once every 20-year occasion. What's fundamentally at stake, and why should people care about what happens?
Well, urbanization has become a global process. It has accelerated in the last 20 years. We have seen something that it has been unique in history, and it has been the huge process of urbanization of China, that in 27 years they have urbanized more than 600 million people. Never in human history that has happened. We also have seen the financial crisis of 2008, which has been a global crisis, and which began with the subprime mortgages as a malfunctioning of one of the specific elements of urbanization, which is the mortgage reality. We have discovered that urbanization has huge potentials and also has huge risks.
So is there a lot more at stake now than there was for Habitat 1 and Habitat 2, which took place in Vancouver and Istanbul in 1996?
Yes. We can add even the Arab Spring. It was a urban revolt of the unemployed youth.
So what is the new urban agenda, and what's new about it?
The new urban agenda, it's a proposal to revisit urbanization and to avoid the mistakes that have been developing in the last 20 years. In the last 20 years, when we look at the statistics, the level of planet urbanization has decreased, and the quality of the planning has also decreased. That means that at the same time that urbanization was increasing, the quality of planning was decreasing. And that has created a very deadly situation where a lot of people is suffering in many cities of lack of urban design and lack of adequate management and lack of adequate urban finances in order to address the main issues of urbanization. And we need to recover that. And in order to recover the good practices of urbanization, we need to go back to the basics, to the fundamentals, and to understand that urbanization is not a minor question, it's not an easy process, it requires a lot of commitment. Urbanization doesn't mix well with populism. In urbanization, you need to say no a lot of times, and if you want to reach a good urbanization. We call it the new urban agenda, although probably it shouldn't be new. It's the forgotten agenda that needs to be recovered.
What will the big themes be? And isn't it going to be quite tough to convince some skeptical city dwellers that they should care about big concepts like living sustainably and climate change? I mean, city life is a long way from the polar ice caps, isn't it?
No, I don't think that the problem is in the city dwellers. Urbanization, it's a human design, that it's mainly a political construction of the society, and that means that it has clear authors. And the main author is the central government, which is the one who established the rules of the game of urbanization. It's the one who approved the budget that the local authorities will have, the security policy, which is very important for urbanization, the infrastructures, which are very important for urbanization. Then is the local government. The local government manage the urbanization. A fourth element, a player in the game, is the private sector, because the private sector in the modern times is doing a lot of the investments. The role of the private investors in the quality of urbanization is fundamental.
Isn't urban planning and implementing sustainable policies in a way a luxury of democratic and fairly wealthy cities and towns? I mean, if you're living in a corrupt conflict zone, your priorities are going to be very different, aren't they, as both a citizen and someone involved in government?
No, I wouldn't say that it's a luxury. It shouldn't be a luxury, because it's the way to get development. Then this is a problem that is a catch-22 game. If you don't have urbanization, you are not going to have development. Poor countries are the ones more interested in, as soon as possible, use urbanization for their development. Then,
but they're going to be the toughest to fix, aren't they, because of that?
No, it's not the tough. Well, it's tough if you don't take the adequate measures. Of course, you need to address some big issues, like the issue of land property, which is not a minor one. But you cannot have urbanization if you don't have a good, you know, land urban property legislation. You cannot dream of leapfrogging this step. Physically, you need to establish the design of the fabric of the city. You need to create spaces for the street and the parks and the plazas. At the same time, you know that when you take the good decision in that line, the profits, the benefits are huge.
What do you want the legacy of this conference to be? It's going to be a big challenge to make cities drivers of this vast 2030 agenda that the UN has, isn't it?
Urbanization, it's a huge potential for development, but it's not considered like that. Urbanization, mainly the approach to urbanization is, okay, what are the problems of the city? We need to invest here, we need to invest there, we need to spend money here, we need to spend money there. This is a wrong approach to urbanization. The value generated by urbanization should not be kept by a minority of people. It should be shared between all the stakeholders in order that urbanization pays for itself in a virtuous circle of improvement and reinvestment.
So is Habitat 3 about coming up with uniform targets? Do we have something like that?
No. Urbanization is not a silver bullet, is not a recipe, because urbanization is highly political. Politics are always local, and then it's a mixture of politics and science. And in that sense, every city is different, but there are fundamentals that should be preserved. Issues of urban design, urbanization finance, and urban legislation, these three aspects are fundamental and you cannot escape them.
What are you most excited about personally in terms of this conference?
I think that we will be able to revisit the fundamentals of urbanization, to recover, I would say, 20, 30 years of loss of focus and loss of direction in the urbanization process. The 20th century, in terms of urbanization, has been not the best century. It has been the emergency of the car, emergency of the modernist concepts of the 1930s, which have failed in many parts of the world. And then lately, in the last 20, 30 years, we have seen faith in the deregulation of urbanization as efficient manner to urbanize. And all that together has produced a cocktail which has come with an outcome which has been very negative for the urbanization. The sad outcome is that we have lost the opportunity to take advantage of the value that can be generated through a good and proper urbanization.
So with all these crises going on in the world, I mean, how do we focus attention on the value of cities and urban living?
Recovering a sound urban legislation, especially addressing questions of property of land, protection of public space, public housing, strengthening the capacity of local authorities. It's not wise to leave many local authorities bankrupt around the world, which is the current situation.